It's 52 degrees and mostly clear in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A new Tennessee law makes it easier for people convicted of felonies to have their voting rights restored. The measure eases longstanding financial hurdles, including a law that had been unique to Tennessee that required full payment of backlogged child support. Those amounts can reach hundreds of thousands of dollars. People now have the lower burden of showing compliance for the most recent year. Also rare in the law's passage, bipartisan support. Advocates say they've not seen a move this favorable toward voting rights restoration in decades. Tennessee has one of the most restrictive processes to get those vote rights back, with more than 400,000 residents barred from voting. About half of states automatically restore voting rights upon release from custody. Tennessee is among 10 states that require additional government action. Governor Bill Lee says the state is taking action to prevent future tragedies like the explosion that killed 16 people in Hickman County last year. Accurate Energetic Systems, a munitions company, is facing more than $3 million in fines from the state's Worker Safety Agency. Lee says this hefty penalty is meant to prevent other companies from similarly violating their policies and guidelines.
We have an obligation to make sure that there's a full understanding of what happened. And if there was something done wrong and there evidently were violations and there were issues there, a fine associated with that, that's the way that process should work. And that should be a deterrent to businesses going forward.
Workers were melting down explosive materials and pouring them into tubes. At the same time, there were about 25,000 pounds of explosives in the building. A report found that the workers were exposed to the dangerous chemicals without wearing protective gear. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. Metro Nashville is about to launch an 18-month study on local ecology. The planning department will carry out an investigation in two parts. The first, identifying local ecological issues, and the second, identifying ways to address those issues. That's according to reporting by the Nashville Scene. The first phase will use geospatial analysis, which provides specific numbers on environmental issues like erosion, water quality, and how development could interrupt wildlife habitats. City officials told the Alt Weekly that city planning has been primarily focused on housing and transportation, but when it comes to building Nashville's future, the environment is the third leg of the stool. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.